three or four years, and you know, when you saw these two debutants, you know, show that kind of maturity and flair and discipline, it was great to see. Because like you mentioned, you know, I mean, today Siraj's effort was outstanding. Actually, he might not have the numbers to show for it, but the discipline and the ability to bowl long spells, the maturity he showed for someone playing his first Test match, and in the job, in doing the job that he had to do with once we lost Umesh, who was not on the field, was outstanding. And then Shubman going and playing with that kind of flair later on was great to see. Great character. I think more than anything, they've shown great character.
Yes. Once you've asked your question, please mute yourself. Kushan Sarkar.
Hi, Coach. Wanted to know, like, your association as a player and coach of this Indian team. Have you seen any Indian team perform like this in the absence of a captain, one of the main strike bowlers, then one senior batsman and another who are already not in the team? Like, where would you rate this performance when you see yourself as a player and now as a coach in these 30, 40 years?
I think this will go down in the annals of Indian cricket, world cricket, as one of the great comebacks, you know, in the history of the game. You know, to be rolled over for 36 and then 3 days later to get up and be ready to punch was outstanding. I think the boys deserve all the credit for the character they showed. Real character.
Gaurav Joshi.
Yeah, hi, Ravi. Just a question. A lot of talk about Ajinkya Rahane being a bowling captain. Is there such a thing?
I don't know. I'm hearing it for the first time. And what is a bowling captain? I don't know. There's no definition as such for that. But he's a very shrewd leader. He has a good understanding of the game, good reader of the game. And I thought his calm composure out there in the middle, you know, helped the debutants as well, helped the bowlers as well. You know, there was a calming influence there. And in spite of losing Umesh, I still thought, you know, we did a great job out there.
Sandeep Sarkar.
Hi, Ravi. This is Sandeep from ABP Ananda, Kolkata. Ravi, sir, what differences have you identified between the captaincy of Virat Kohli and Ajinkya Rahane?
See, both are good readers of the game. Virat is very passionate. Ajinkya, on the other hand, is very calm and composed. You know, and it's their characters. You know, so Virat is more in your face, while Ajinkya is quite prepared to sit back in a very calm and composed manner. But deep inside, you know, he knows what he wants.
Yes, Nitin Naik, if you're there.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ravi, what was the chat in Adelaide after 36 all out, and what was the chat in Melbourne when you all arrived?
No chat. And when we arrived in Melbourne, it was the things we got to do to get up and fight.
Yes. Anand Datla.
Ravi, congratulations to you and the team on a terrific victory.
Thank you.
What I want to ask you, Ravi, is, you know, Pant continues to play with great freedom. What are the kind of conversations you have with Rishabh? Because sometimes it can be frustrating because it takes you to the 30s and then somehow falls away. What do you talk to him about?
I thought he was very, very good in this innings. Yeah, anyone can make a mistake. You know, it's any batsman can make a mistake. I thought the discipline he showed in the runs he made, his ability to counter-attack, you know, and play some shots and move the game forward, I think is a huge plus for the team. And he showed it in this game. You know, he might have got 29, but there was a lot more than 29 there.
Venkat Krishna.
Ravi bhai, can you just have a word on the bowling performance of the pacers, especially because they have matched the Australians over here?
Outstanding. I think the discipline, the aggression, you know, the calmness, it was evident for everyone to see. You know, execution of plans, you know, what was set out for them to go out there and execute it to perfection was remarkable to see.
Khurram Habib.
So what was the discussion when you went to stumps last night with Australia, six down for 133? And because India has conceded a lot of runs to the tail over the past few test matches. So what was the discussion about?
Was discipline, you know, what you saw today, you know, focusing on accuracy, discipline, and being patient, you know, being prepared to be patient even if they batted a session or a session and a half. Be prepared to even chase down 100, 150 if need be. So think in that fashion. Don't think, you know, think as if you have to take 10 wickets, not just 4 wickets. So, you know, those were all the thoughts we had today.
Ravi sir, the next question is on a chat box. I'll read it out. It's from Amit Shah. He says, modern day debutant players look more mature from the maiden game itself. What would you attribute this to?
I think a lot has to do with the IPL. You know, the fact that they share the dressing room, you know, with international players, they rub shoulders with the best. You know, it's that, that complex factor disappears very quickly. And you see what you see now.
Anirudh Suresh.
Ravi, till now it has been in away, test matches away from home, away from Asia, it has been either Ravindra Jadeja or Ravichandran Ashwin. But now Jadeja, do you think Jadeja is making a case to be included as a pure specialist batsman away from home and not just seen as a second spinner or someone who can take the load of, role of a lead spinner?
He's a genuine all-rounder. That's why he bats where he is. You know, he can... He can bat at 6, he can bat at 5 if need be, you know, on a given occasion. But he's a genuine, genuine all-rounder. And that's why he lends a lot of balance to the side. Also, when you play overseas, you know, there's always a chance of one of the bowlers getting injured. You know, like you saw with Umesh. So with Jadeja there, it gives better balance, you know. And it also gives the fast bowlers some respite with Jaddu and Ash, you know, doing the bowling.
Shriram Vira.
Hello. With Rohit Sharma coming in, would you be worried about lack of competitive matches or stuff, or would you play him straight away for Mayank? And would you still stick with five bowlers, even if Umesh is not fit, Saini or something? Will you stick with the five bowler strategy and Rohit Sharma?
Yes, we will. We will stick to five bowlers. About Rohit, he joins the team tomorrow, so we'll have a chat with him to see where he is placed, you know, physically, because he's been in quarantine for the last couple of weeks. We also got to see, you know, how he feels before we take the call.
Deepak Raghav.
Hi, coach.
Yeah.
Would you say that India have been the by far the better team head and shoulders over the two test matches, barring the 1 hour in Adelaide? And does that give the momentum to India going forward in the next two matches?
We had a lot of positives in Adelaide, but at the end of the day, it's the result that counts, you know. We were blown away in the second innings in 1 hour. So when you're blown away, you're blown away. You know, there's nothing you can do about it but to get up and fight, and which we did in this, you know, in the second test match. And I mean, we were not to beat a team like Australia, especially in Australia. There's no point having one good day or two good days. You got to have, you know, you have to have five good days if you have to beat them. You know, it's as simple as that.
Ravi sir, the next question is here on a chat. From Ankita, she says, Gill has proved himself as a stable opener in this test. Your views on him?
I thought he looked, you know, very, very, very mature for someone playing his first test match. He looked very calm and composed and, you know, wasn't afraid to play shots, which was great to see. Even in the second innings, you know, it was very easy to get into a shell. But, you know, he went out there and played his natural game, which was great from the team point of view.
Yes. Amlan from Reuters. Anuj Mishra.
Yes, hi Ravi. Ravi, yeah. What was the turning point of the match according to you? Was it restricting Australia below 200 in the first innings, or was it seeing Umesh walk off and bowler showing courage after that?
I think it was the innings of Ajinkya Rahane. You know, the discipline, you know, this, on such a big stage in a massive arena, you know, come as captain of the team, bat at number four, you know. When he went out to bat, we were 2 down 60. And then to bat 6 hours on probably the toughest day to bat, because it was overcast all day. The sun never came out and he batted for 6 hours. Unbelievable concentration. I thought that was the turning point. His innings was the turning point.
Yes, we'll take last few questions now. Nimesh Patgaonkar.
Hey, congratulations, Ravi. Recently, the local cricket, there was a lot of kind of a negativity about experience from the spinners for these drop-in pitches. But we have seen that in 2018 also, Nathan Lyon was brought in on 8th over. He today, I mean, first inning, Ashwin was on 10th and the new ball was given to Ashwin. So as a spinner yourself, how do you reckon, is it really matter for this drop-in pitch and the behavior of the pitch for the spinners, especially the moisture content and other things?
It depends on the surface you play. So if there is moisture content, like there was on day one, that was the reason why, we got Ashwin on as early as he did. And he got turn and he got bounce. You know, so it drop in pitches sometimes, you know, when it's watered, there is a bit of moisture. And when there's moisture, there's no harm in giving a spinner a go early and to see if there's anything there.
Yes, Srinathan sir.
Ravi, are haas thoda kai harkat nahi. मतलब प्रश्न विचारायचा आहे कि ज्या पद्धतीने इंडियन टीम ने कम बैक किया है और 2020 सब लोगों के लिए बहुत खराब गया है तो क्या आप बोल सकते हो कि ये जो अंत हुआ है 2020 का हैप्पी डेज आर हियर अगेन.
I think it's a great present from the team to the millions of followers of the Indian cricket team to have a very happy new year and bring some smiles on the faces, you know, going into the new year after this performance.
Thank you, Ravi. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys.